team with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Stubborn.
He just won't give up.
Why don't you tell him he's too little to join our treehouse club?
Well, he's not that little. I mean, for a 9-year-old. And we don't have to make him a regular member. He's willing to be our mascot.
I don't know.
He'd pay dues.
Dues? I guess we could use someone to clean up the treehouse.
And pay dues. Hey, that's great, fellas.
Okay, Bobby, we just voted you in.
Boy, that's great. Thank you, guys.
Climb up into the treehouse so you can get sworn in.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Sure.
He can't even climb.
Oh. Are you okay, Bobby?
Ow. My ankle. Ow.
Does it still hurt?
No.
Gee, those guys in the Treehouse Club sure must think I'm a dumbhead.
Oh, not at all. This time next week, you'll be a member in good standing.
If you ask me, I think it's a miracle.
Yes, that he only sprained his ankle.
No, I meant it was a miracle that you have a doctor that makes house calls.
He didn't even ask Bobby to stick out his tongue and say, ah.
Well, that's just when you sprain a tonsil. Come on, Florence Nightingale, you can help me in the kitchen, making hospital corners on the napkins.
Hi. I thought Bobby might want a glass of ice water.
Thanks, but I'm not thirsty.
No, oh, I can't imagine why. Let's see, we have a glass of milk from Marcia, a glass of lemonade from Cindy, and a glass of grape juice from Peter. You know, you must be a lot bigger on the inside than you look from the outside. Hi.
Hey, Tarzan.
Hi, Dad.
How's the old ankle?
Okay.
Only it sure is boring staying in bed.
Well, here's a little something to help you pass the time.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Well, it looks like we all had the same idea. These are for me, and the cookies are from Alice. And they're for after dinner. And that goes for you, too.
Well, your mom's right. Spoil your appetite.
You know, with everybody waiting on him, I'm afraid more than his appetite is getting spoiled.
Thanks, Tiger.
I rest my case.
Well, the kitchen checks out A-OK, Mrs. Brady. Dishes are all done. Floor's all scrubbed. Housekeeper's all pooped.
Alice, the kitchen floor didn't need scrubbing.
Yeah, I know, but once I get turned on, there's just no turning me off.
Bobby and I set a new record. 9 straight games of Chinese checkers.
The only trouble with Chinese checkers, Mr. Brady, is no matter how much you play, an hour later, you just want to play again.
Mike, were you able to get Bobby off to sleep?
Yeah. You know, if he's this restless and bored after one night, what's he going to be like in a few days?
Maybe we can move the television set into his room.
You know, I've been thinking. There's something he's been wanting for a long time, and it'd be perfect. Not only would it keep him interested, but it'd make a great companion for him at the same time.
A parakeet! Gee, thanks, Dad.
Boy, a parakeet just for a sprained ankle. Could I get an alligator if I broke my leg?
No, so don't try it.
Well, what are you going to name it, Bobby?
It all depends. How do you tell if it's a boy parakeet or a girl parakeet?
Well, you teach it to talk, and then you ask it.
I'm just getting some crumbs to feed the parakeet with.
Well, everybody's stuffing them. That little parakeet's going to be an ostrich by next week.
Oh, thank you, Alice.
I see they're taking good care of the bird.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the house has just flipped over him.
Her?
Yep.
Come on. You can say it. Polly want a cracker. Say it.
Kitchen door.
Peter, hit the window, quick.
Tiger, be quiet.
Come on. Girls!
What's all the noise?
Well, just take Tiger out of here.
Nobody ever tells us anything.
Okay, now, everybody quiet.
Here, girl.
No, quiet, till the bird settles down.
Here, Birdie, here.
Here, boy. Here, girl.
Nobody move. Nobody move.
If we don't move, how are we gonna catch it?
Just leave that to old Bring Him Back Alive Brady. Take it easy, fella. Or miss. Nobody's gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna take you back to your cage.
Big Hunter blew it. Looks like you better take a lesson from Little Hunter.
He flew right into my hands. I guess that proves he likes me.
Hey, also proves your ankle's better. You came down those stairs like gangbusters.
Hey, yeah, look.
Hey, that's great, Bobby.
You can come over to the treehouse tomorrow and get initiated into the club.
Hey, yeah.
Come on, we haven't got all afternoon.
I'll hold it for you.
What are you waiting for?
Bobby, you won't slip again.
I know. It's just... Couldn't I take the oath down here?
Either you climb up or you don't get in.
Rules are rules. What's the matter, you chicken?
Heck no. It's just... Well, my ankle's starting to hurt again. That's all. We'll have to do it some other time.
Since you fixed them.
Mm-hmm. They're only supposed to stop the bicycle, not wear out the tires.
Okay, I'll blame you.
How'd it go at Bobby's initiation today?
Well, Bobby said he couldn't climb up to the treehouse because his ankle started hurting him again.
Still sore, huh?
That's what he says.
You sound like you don't believe him.
Well, after the fall he took, you can't blame him for chickening out.
Chickening out?
Well, that's what the other guys think.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? Is that fair, Pete? After all, that's Bobby's ankle, you know. If he says it hurts, the least you can do is give him the benefit of the doubt. Get.
Come on, you can see it. Hello, Bobby. Hello, Bobby. Boy, you're sure a dumb bird. Okay, I take it back.
Hey, Bobby. Bet I can swing higher than you can.
Bet you can't.
Bet I can. You kidding? I could beat you easy.
Prove it.
Okay, you asked for it.
Well, come on, what you waiting for?
Well, it's no fun beating a girl. And anyway, I got more important things to do.
Alice, you can put the hamburgers on anytime you're ready.
All right, Mrs. Brady, let's see. That's rare for you and Mr. Brady, medium rare for Jan and Peter, well done for Marcia. It'll be a lot simpler if I just pounded this whole thing together into a meatloaf.
Mom? Are we having those buns with seeds on them tonight?
Well, as a matter of fact, we are, Bobby. Why?
Well, can I scrape off some to feed to my bird?
Oh, that's some lucky bird. We eat his leftovers.
All right, you can scrape the seeds off one bun.
Thanks.
Hey, your ankle seems to be well now.
Yeah.
Good, because your father's going to take us on a picnic this weekend.
That's great.
To Mount Claymore.
Mount Claymore?
You can go hiking and climbing.
Do I have to go?
But you always love to go there. Why, last year you were the first one to climb to the top.
Yeah, I know, but what's the use to climbing on a bunch of crummy rocks? Just have to climb back down again. Still a little sore.
Have you got a second, Dad?
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind, son?
Is Bobby okay? I mean, you think maybe he hurt something besides his ankle?
What are you getting at, Greg?
Well, you know how he's always pestering me to go coasting down Maple Street on our bikes.
Yeah.
Well, today I offered to let him come along, and he turned me down.
Well, could you give any reason why?
Yeah, he said his ankle was sore. He might not be able to put on the brakes.
Well, sounds logical to me.
Yeah, except for one thing. I offered to swap bikes, let him use mine. And mine has handbrakes. So I figure maybe it's not his ankle.
Hmm. Well, you got a point there.
Soup's on, everybody. Come and get it. Let's go, gang. Girls, Marcia, Peter, Bobby.
See that? Bobby's not limping a bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure you got a point. I'm afraid Bobby's got another kind of a sprain.
Are you sure that's the real reason he didn't want to join the club?
Yeah, I'm sure. He won't climb up the tree.
So he won't climb up a tree. So what? He's a boy, not a monkey.
It's all a part of a picture, Alice. He won't go on the swing. He won't go hiking in the mountains. He won't go down the hill on his bicycle. He's afraid of falling and hurting himself.
And the longer he avoids it, the harder it'll be.
Exactly so. We have to try and help Bobby.
Oh, well, how, Dad?
Greg, you remember last season when you got hit with a baseball in batting practice?
Yeah.
What happened?
It hurt.
I think your dad means. What did the coach make you do?
get right back in the batter's box so I wouldn't lose my nerve.
Which is exactly what we have to do with Bobby. Get him up off the ground.
Hi, Bobby. How's the weather down there?
Gee, where'd you get the stilts?
I made them. Pretty good, huh?
I'll say terrific.
You want to try them? It's easy. You just climb up and start walking.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. Give it a try. You can, once you get up here, you can see right into the listener's yard.
What's so special about that? I can see it from my bedroom window.
Bob, shutter's loose on the hinge. I need a screwdriver. Would you bring it up to me, please? It's in the tool drawer in the kitchen. Bring it up?
Sure, Dad, right away.
Hey, Bobby, hurry up. I really need that screwdriver. Bob?
Here you are, Dad.
Thanks a lot.
Gee, I'm great at this.
Oh, boy, these are really fun.
Yes.
Oh, boy, this is fun.
Green.
Oh, looks really good.
This trampoline doesn't work, but I don't know what to try next.
It better work after all the trouble we went through just to borrow it.
Well, who's going to be the first to try it?
I will. Oh, boy, we've got one just like it in school. They're a real blast.
Hey, go get them.
Hey, hey,
you're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Not,
Hey, that's great.
Higher. Higher. Come on.
Oh, be careful. That's high enough, I think. Mike.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, isn't he good?
Yeah,
come on, get it, Peter. Come on. Hey,
Bobby, careful. Stay in the middle.
Let somebody else do it. Come on.
Great.
You're pretty good at that.
How are we doing?
Well, so far, so good. At least he's interested enough to watch.
Come on, you can both be next if you'll hold hands and be careful.
Okay. Come on, Cindy.
Now, Jan, remember, you're bigger than Cindy.
Oh, wow. Oh,
very good, Jan. You're bigger than Cindy, not so high.
That's it. Good, girls.
Is he still watching?
Yeah, he's up there with that parakeet.
If that bird talks him out of it, I'll pluck him.
Has a turn. Bobby? You want to come down and give it a try?
I was sure he'd come down when he saw that even Cindy wasn't afraid.
Maybe he'd change his mind if the worst coward in town tried it.
Who's that?
Me. Okay, Alice.
Push!
Whoops!
Oh, yeah. be careful.
Sorry, I've done this a lot.
Where?
YWCA.
Getting to him. That's 0.54 on the Richter scale.
Brady.
That's all right, Alice. Drop in anytime.
Oh, you're in good shape.
Uh-oh. So much for Operation Bounce Back.
Oh.
Now I gotta be a juggler.
Okay, you're safe now.
Take it easy, Bobby.
Careful, dear.
What's going on?
Hey, look at Bobby.
How about that?
How'd he get up there?
He climbed, actually.
He was too worried about his parakeet to think about himself.
Boy, he's a hero.
Hear that, Bird? I'm a hero.
Hey, you want to try to become a member of the Treehouse Club tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
It's not much of a climb, you know. It ought to be a lot higher.
In the treehouse with the rest of the fellas.
I quit.
You quit? Why?
All they do is sit around and talk while I sweep and clean the place.
After all, you are the mascot, you know.
I'm going to build my own treehouse and have my own club.
Really? What are you going to use for members?
Well, I already got two of them. Come on, Tiger.